The scripture reading for today is in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, chapter 24, verses 1 to
16.
Let us read this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese. Genesis. Now, Abraham was old, well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said to his servant, the oldest of his household, who had charge of all that he had,
put your hand under my thigh,
that I may make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell, but will go to my country and to my kindred and take a wife for my son Isaac. The servant said to him, perhaps the woman may not be willing to follow me to this land. Must I then take your son back to the land from which you came? Abraham said to him, see to it that you do not take my son back there. The Lord, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and who spoke to me and swore to me, to your offspring I will give this land. He will send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there.
But if the woman is not willing to follow you,
then you will be free from this oath of mine. Only you must not take my son back there. So the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning this matter. And the servant took ten of his master's camels and departed,
taking all sorts of choice gifts from his master.
And he arose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nihal. And he made the camels kneel down outside the city by the well of water at the time of evening, the time when women go out to draw water.
And he said, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today and show steadfast love to my master Abraham.
Let the young woman to whom I shall say, please let down your jaw that I may drink. And who shall say, drink, and I will water your camel. Let her be the one whom you have appointed for your servant Isaac. By this, I shall know that you have shown steadfast love to my master.
Before he had finished speaking, behold, Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, came out with her water jar on her shoulder.
Let us read the last verse together. The young woman was very attractive in appearance, a maiden whom no man had known. She went down to the spring and filled her jar and came up.
創世記第24章第1節。阿伯拉罕年紀老邁，向來在一切事上，耶和華都賜福給他。 請你把手放在我大腿底下。 我要叫你指著耶和華一天， 天地的主起誓，不要为我儿子娶这迦南地中的女子为妻，要往我本地本族去，为我的儿子以撒娶一个妻子。仆人对他说，倘若女子不肯跟我到这地方来，我必须将你的儿子带回你原出之地么？阿伯拉罕对他说，你要谨慎，不要带我的儿子回那里去。 耶和华天上的主曾带领我离开父家和本族的地，对我说话，向我起誓说，我要将这地赐给你的后裔，他必差遣使者在你面前，你就可以从那里为我儿子娶一个妻子。但是不可把儿子回那里去。 仆人就把手放在他主人阿伯拉罕的大腿底下，为这次向他起誓。 并带他主作人的财物，起身往米波波大米去，到了拿鹤的城。天将晚，众女子出来打水的时候，他便叫骆驼跪在城外的水井那里。他说：耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的神啊，求你施恩给我主亚伯拉罕，以我今日遇见好机会。我现今站在井旁，城内居民的女子们正出来打水。我就给你骆驼喝，愿那女子作你所预备给你仆人以撒的妻，这样我便知道你施恩给我主人了。话没说完，不料利百加肩头上躺着水瓶出来。利百加是比土利所生的，比土利是亚伯拉罕兄弟拿鹤妻子密加的儿子，还是处女，还未有人亲近他，他下到井旁打满了瓶，又上来。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
愿神祝福读同埋听嘅人。
We're very happy to have Pastor Thomas Mack with us this morning, since Pastor Wilson Chang is on vacation.
程牧师今日喺放假之中，我哋感谢有麦牧师去传讲神嘅信息。
The title of the message by Pastor Thomas Mack is Mission Impossible.
佢今日讲到题目系不可能的任务。
大家早晨
，Good morning, everyone。
先多谢大家对我太太嘅爱同埋关心。
First, I'd like to thank you for your love and care concerning Rina, my wife。
Rina 已经好翻好多啦，都仲有点少咳。
Rina has improved greatly, still a little cough。
我都感谢神嘅保守我今日都可以仲企喺度。
I thank God for His protection that I am able to stand here before you this morning.
大家都应该系一样。
And same with all of us.
我哋感谢主每日嘅看顾同恩待。
We thank God each day for watching and protecting over us.
让我哋先一齐嚟祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我哋多谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你藉着我哋生命中每一件事嚟教导我哋。
You teach us every moment of our lives.
你就系嗰位天地万物嘅主宰。
You are the creator of heavens and earth.
你都系恩待我哋走过每日嘅路。
And you guide us as we walk throughout our life.
为咗要喺我哋嘅生命嘅里面将一切荣耀都归俾你。
May our lives bring glory to your name.
我哋今日嚟到当我嚟传讲话语同阿 Alex 翻译嘅时候
，and as we come and we speak your words and translated by Alex，
求神都俾我哋两个能够有力量同埋有智慧。
May you give us wisdom and strength。
亦都我哋错每一个人能够听嘅得明白得造就。
So that each who hears may understand。
求你圣灵嘅工作喺我哋嘅当中。
May your spirit work within us.
我哋咁样祈祷，系奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 早几年
a couple of years ago，
早几年喺圣约堂嗰时咧，我从林时进牧师咧学到唔单止系改革中神学嘅课程嘅功课。
Over at Covenant Church, I learned from Pastor Ling, Reformed Theology.
更加的是呢，我学到将神给我的资源呢，很有计划的去分配和利用。
That God enabled me to wisely use my resources.
我就在他那里学到这些东西了。
And those are the things that I learned from. A few days ago, while I was going over my old things, I came across my college graduation's budget plan. At that time, as an intern in pharmacist, my wages was quite low. So I need a great plan in order to pay for my student loan in 1 year. Once I set that, I also set aside tithing. And then also two other plans in which my money can be used. What do you think they were? Marriage and attending seminary. And my wife laughed at me. She said, 10 strokes and you don't even have one. But this is the hope that lies within my heart. But it seems that it will be impossible for it to happen. But the creator of heaven and earth in his time caused these things to happen. You and I have such stories to tell others. How the God we believe in continue to guide and watch over us. We go through many difficult paths. But God continues to protect me and forgive me even the sins while I was in my 20s. And here we're looking at the life of Abraham. We see how God has given him such impossible tasks. And to go through all these difficulties so that his faith may grow.
在第七節,停炮棍,第七節。在第七節的時候,亞伯拉罕講返,神當日,60幾年前,俾咗佢一個不可能嘅任務。
In verse 7, it tells us that 60-something years ago, God gave him an impossible task.
第七節的話,耶和華天上的主,他曾帶領我離開父家和本族的地,他曾對我說,向我起誓話,
Verse 7, the Lord, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and who spoke to me and swore to me, to your offspring I will give this land. And this faithful servant answered God's calling and came to the land of Canaan.
但神的应许并没有好像变魔术那样突然就出现了。But
God's promises did not appear magically.
我们看到他在迦南地,他做客旅,做将,去那里漂流。We
see that in the land of Canaan, he was a drifting sojourner.
他要留下在这个地方,他去等候。That
he had to remain in the land and waited.
他等候神,他答应过,他说会有那个儿子去出世。
He had to wait because God had promised him a son that is to be born.
但是看到他信心的功课,真的不是一个很容易的功课来的。We
see that the homework for faith is not an easy one.
没有食的时候,他曾经离开这个地方去了埃及。
When there was famine, he left the land and went to Egypt.
等得不耐烦的时候,他用自己的方法 乃接着夏甲就生咗以实玛利。
And when he no longer could control himself, he bore a son with Hagar.
啊，等到连佢太太撒拉嘅生育期都过咗啦。
And when the childbearing age of Sarah was past,
啊，等到最唔耐烦嘅时候，呢、这个应许咗个儿子定，佢终于奇迹嘅咁样出世啦。
And when he couldn't wait any longer, miraculously, a son was born to Sarah.
但系嗰度佢要叫人知道，呢、这个完全系出于神，出于神嘅大能。
But at that time, it is to be known that it is due to God's greatness.
跟住第22章，神佢对亚伯拉罕讲咗一个唔可能嘅命令。
And then in chapter 22, Abraham received an impossible command.
佢话要亚伯拉罕就要将呢一个啊等咗咁耐嘅独生子啊献为燔祭去俾神。
That he is to sacrifice his only son to God.
但亚伯拉罕相信啊，神会忠于 faithful 佢嘅应许。
But Abraham knows that God would be faithful to his promises.
啊，无论呢个命令系几咁嘅唔可能
，no matter how impossible that command would be，
佢都信服去遵行。
He was totally obedient and obeyed.
啊，佢相信神必定会预备。
He believed that God would prepare.
啊，冇错。人真系为咗预备咗个公羊嚟代替咗以撒。
That is correct. God did prepare a lamb to take the place of Isaac.
啊，第三嚟到第23章嘅时候
，Then we come to chapter 23.
啊，神要为佢个啊唔系亚伯拉罕要为佢过世嘅妻子撒拉预备一个墓地。
That Abraham needs to find a plot of burial land for his wife Sarah.
神奇妙的为了这个做客旅的亚伯拉罕预备一小片属于他的地。
But God miraculously provided Abraham with a down payment of a piece of land to bury Sarah.
作为他以后亚伯拉罕得到迦南地的down payment.
So that all his descendants would receive this down payment for this land.
今天来到第24章。
And today we come to chapter 24.
这个年老的亚伯拉罕觉得啊，他身为一个家长的他啊，应该趁住他还生的时候。
And this old Abraham believed that since he is the head of the household,
啊，趁住他还生的时候，为他已经40岁的仔啊去娶老婆。
While he is still alive, he will find a wife for his 40-year-old son Isaac.
啊，个仔阿以撒因为母亲过咗世，佢好伤心。
Isaac, because the passing of his mother was quite sad and grieved.
啊，佢好需要一个家庭嘅温暖。
He needs the warmth of a family.
更加嘅，如果呢个唯一个仔冇老婆嘅时候
，And of course, if this only son did not have a wife or family,
啊，佢何来有子孙呢？
How are there to be descendants?
啊，何来会有好似天上嘅星、海边嘅沙咁多嘅后裔咧
？And how are his descendants are to be like the stars in the sky and the sands on the beach?
何来有呢个后裔嚟承受神咗应许过俾佢嘅呢个迦南地咧
？And how are the descendants to receive the promised land, Canaan?
啊，呢次亚伯拉罕将呢个心愿话俾佢嗰个最信得过嘅老仆人听。
And therefore, the old Abraham told his loyal servant this.
第三同埋第四节嘅 PowerPoint.
We gonna look at PowerPoint.
第三节佢咁样讲，佢话请你，佢就亚伯拉罕对佢个老仆人讲，佢话请你将个手放喺个大锤底下，我要你指着耶和华天地嘅主嚟起誓，起誓乜嘢咧？第一，你唔好带我个儿子。娶呢个迦南地中一个女子为妻，第二，然后你要去我本地本族去为我个儿子以撒娶一妻。
Verse 3, that I may make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanite among whom I dwell, but will go to my country and to my kindred and take a wife for my son Isaac.
咁个仆人话：如果个女仔唔肯跟我，跟我翻翻嚟呢度嘅时候点咧
？And then the servant said, "Oh, what happens if the woman will not follow me home?"
啊，咁第六节佢咁讲 verse six。
And then verse six tells us.
The PowerPoint verse six 就话：你要谨慎啊，唔好带我个儿子回到哪里去。
Abraham said to him, "See to it that you do not take my son back there."
啊，你喺佢同佢哋之间个对话个里面
，and you see their conversation.
啊，你可以睇到啊，点解为以撒去娶妻呢个任务系几咁个困难
？You can see how finding a wife for Isaac is such an impossible task.
啊，甚至连亚伯拉罕都要佢嗰个最信任嗰个仆人都要佢起誓去遵守。
And he made his loyal servant swear upon this.
啊，但点解话唔好娶呢个本地嘅迦南人嘅女子为妻咧
？And why is it that his son Isaac is not to take the daughter of a Canaanite for a wife？
啊，因为亚伯拉罕知道佢曾经呢啲咁样。
Because Abraham already knows from the past.
喺创世纪第九章嗰时候。
In Genesis chapter 9。
因为挪亚其中一个仔含个罪行咧，佢嘅后代迦南系被咒诅。
He knows that one of the son of Noah, Ham, was cursed, and that they would be
个后代迦南系被咒诅。
That the Canaan would be cursed.
圣经就亦都形容到呢个迦南地嘅人，佢哋唔敬畏神，亦都行事邪恶。
And scripture tells us that the people of Canaan did not believe in God and that they sinned.
但喺创世纪十五章，佢话四百年之后，神会赐俾亚伯拉后裔呢一笪嘅地。
In Genesis chapter 15, it tells us that this land will be given to Abraham's descendant after four generations.
就是说呢要在第四百年之后他要赶除这个罪恶满盈的迦南人离开这个地方。
That after four generations, he would banish all the Canaanites away from the land.
并且由了神了拣选了分别出来的亚伯拉罕的后裔来代替。
And so that it will be taken over by those chosen by God through Abraham's descendants.
并且叫万国因为亚伯拉罕的后裔，即是以色列人呢，就会得到这个福气。
So that the descendants, the Israelites, are able to have this promised land.
亚伯拉罕知道神是想他这样。
Abraham knows that this is what God wants him to do.
他因着信心，他为了要保存这个敬虔的后代。
And with faith,He continues so that the promises would be fulfilled for his descendants.
啊，佢要保存呢个敬虔格尼嘅后代，去 preserve 呢个格尼。
He continues to watch as God protects him.
亚伯拉罕知道，如果同当地迦南人去通婚，肯定唔系神所喜悦嘅事情。
Abraham knows that if his son Isaac were to marry a Canaanite woman, that is not what God wants.
信与不信不能够去同父一轭，不能够 bear the same yoke. 信同不信不能够去 bear the same yoke.
He was then would be unable to bear the shame.
第二，正因为这个是神那个呼召要离开他的父家的时候。
And this is because it's God's calling for him to leave.
亚伯拉罕知道他一条心他去信靠神和信服神。
He knows that he must single-heartedly trust and obey God.
他和他的后代一定要留在这个应许的地方。
For Abraham and his descendants, they must stay in the promised land.
所以他第七节 PowerPoint 第七节的话呢亚伯拉罕他深信神必差遣他的使者在他仆人面前去引导他。
So that he knows, as in verse 7,
神必会差遣他的使者在他的仆人的面前去引导。
That God will call the woman and will show in front of the servant.
就算他的仆人的任务失败了也好,
even though if his servant failed in the quest,
即是说那个女仔不肯跟他回来的时候,
in other words, if the woman would not follow the servant home,
阿伯朗都不愿意他的儿子回到他以前的老家里面,
that Abraham did not want his son Isaac to return back home.
这个反映了阿伯拉罕对这个不可能的任务的信心.
This is the faith that Abraham had in this impossible task.
第二对这个阿伯拉罕的仆人这件更加是不可能的任务.
And of course, to the servant, this was an impossible task.
年老的他要长途跋涉行很远的路,600里的路,
this old servant had to travel more than 600 miles.
去到一个完全陌生,他不认识人的地方,
he would arrive at a place where he is a stranger and he doesn't know anyone.
去找那个阿伯拉罕,他父家的家人,
he is to find among Abraham's kindred.
要去找到那个适合的女子,
he is to find the correct person or girl.
找到这个适合的人,要对方的家长和那个女子本人又要同意.
And then the girl's guardian must also agree wholeheartedly.
然后这个女子就肯跟她又回来.
And then this girl is willingly come with him.
你知道吗?每一步都有很多的不肯定和未知道的因素.
But as you can see, each step is paved with uncertainty.
但是仆人他从阿伯拉罕的信心里面学到倚靠神这个功课.
But this servant and Abraham has already learned this homework for faith in God.
虽然有很多的不确定,
even though there are many uncertainties,
他完全交托在神的手里面,
they wholeheartedly place all things into God's hands.
由神用他的方法去完成, 因为知道神必定会预备.
And God would use his own plan to execute in preparation.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
在很多困难的环境里面,
when we are in great difficulties,
和一些不可预知的未来, unforeseen,
and in unforeseen events in the future,
我们应该用信心去抓紧两样东西.
We are to use our faith to hold on to two things.
我们知道神对他曾经应承过的事,他会守约.
We know that God fulfills his promises.
第二就是他需要我们需要我们人去顺服.
Second, he knows that we, his people, must be obedient.
我们看到阿伯朗的仆人是一个很忠诚的 loyal的人.
We see that Abraham's servant is a loyal person.
他完全根据神给他主人的意思去做.
That he executes what God has given to his master.
而不是说他自己想怎么做他就去做.
Not what he feels like doing, he will do.
行不行得通,不是他要想要知道的.
Whether something is able to be done or not, he doesn't need to know.
人要做的就是去信服神已经启示了给我们的旨意.
What man must do, man must be obedient to what God has told us.
第二,阿伯拉罕的仆人是一个很敬虔的人.
Second, his servant was also pious.
他每一个的行动都是浸用在这个祈祷的里面.
That all his executions were within his prayer life.
他每做一件事,他都在祈祷去等待神.
Everything that he does through prayer and he waits.
在当中期待神在神的工作.
He waits for God's plan.
深信神会因为阿伯拉罕的缘故去答允他的祈祷.
He believed that what God has promised to Abraham will be answered in his prayers.
箴言第3章第5到第6节他讲得好.
In Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 and 6 it tells us.
在PowerPoint里面他这么说. 你要专心仰赖耶和华, 不可以靠自己的聪明。咁喺你一切所行嘅事上都要认定他神必指引你嘅路。
Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path.
每一件事情发生，要喺神所预备好嘅时间嘅里面去发生。
Everything that happens are in God's planning.
这个仆人来到这个好这个适合嘅时间，即系天就嚟黑啦。
The servant arrives at the right time where it's starting to be evening.
你见到佢都嚟到一个好适合嘅地方，你个打井嘅打雪个城外一个井旁。
That he arrives at this place for watering at the well.
即系嗰时候咧，佢话全呢个城里面嘅嗰啲女子都出嚟呢个井嘅里面去打水。
It is around that time that the women of this place would come and draw water.
是真的是一个很啱的时间。
It is the perfect timing.
但是这么多人。
But so many people.
我怎样才知道谁是最适合那个人呢?
How do I know which one is the correct one?
于是个仆人他又向神去祈求去印证。
And there the servant prayed to God.
The PowerPoint 第十四节他这么说。Verse 14, 他第十四节这样说，他向神这样求，我向一个女子说，请你拿下水瓶来给我水喝。他如果说请喝，我也给你的骆驼喝的时候，愿那个女子就做你所预定给你仆人以撒为的妻。
Let the young woman to whom I shall say,Please let down your jar that I may drink. And who shall say, drink, and I will water your camel. Let her be the one whom you have appointed for your servant Isaac. By this I shall know that you have shown steadfast love to my master.
个仆人就想着，如果我只是问他，给水，给少少水自己饮。
So the servant said, yeah, I need to ask them to give me a little water to drink.
但如果他自己说连他那十只骆驼都给足他们喝的时候。
But if they willingly also want to water my 10 camels,
如果真的这样的确是真的神的带领。
Then that is definitely something that God has done.
我们知道每一只行完很长途的骆驼呢是要喝回很多的水的。
We know that each camel that has journeyed such a long way,needs a lot of water.
何况是十只的骆驼。
And of course, we're talking about 10 camels.
即是说呢要担水上上落落去时候攞水攞好多次才做得到好多做得到这样东西。
So a lot of water has to be drawn back and forth.
这个真是对一个人 的品格一个很大的考验。
And this is really truly a test of that person's character and will.
唔单止话净系睇一个人嘅外貌够唔够吸引力。
Not only the outer appearance.
唔系话睇下啲嘢夹唔夹。
Whether things are right or wrong.
去睇下呢个人系咪真系有一个爱神爱人嗰个个心。
That this person needs to have the heart that loves God and loves others.
呢个仆人嘅祈祷仲未讲完嘅时候。
And even when this servant's prayer had not been finished.
尼伯家Rebecca 这位女子就出现了。
And this young girl, Rebecca, appeared.
事情真的好像仆人所祈祷的一样去发生。
And the situation happens just as the servant's prayer.
更加令到这个仆人惊奇 amazed 的就是什么呢?
And the servant was completely amazed.
原来这个女子就是巴拉罕他父家里面的人。
That this young girl was part of the kindred to Abraham.
这个仆人的低头向耶和华下拜。
That 26 tells us that the servant bowed to God.
这第27节他说
verse 27.
耶和华佢向耶和华下拜，佢就话：耶和华我主阿巴拉罕嘅神系应当听重嘅，因为佢不断嘅以慈爱同诚实待我个主人。第二，至于我耶和华就喺我路上一路咁引领我，一直走到我主人嘅兄弟嘅家里面。
And said, Blessed be the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his steadfast love and his faithfulness toward my master. As for me, the Lord has led me in the way to the house of my master's kinsmen.
当这事情发生的时候，他在这里敬拜神。
And as things were occurring, he continued to worship God.
我知道这些东西不是好彩。
He knows that this was not just pure good luck.That these things happen not because of his work. That it is solely from God. And the third thing is that this servant has much wisdom.
跟住第24章有好大嘅篇幅，我哋冇读到，好大嘅篇幅去讲到佢同佢利伯家嘅父母同埋哥哥嘅对话。
And of course we didn't read, but further along chapter 24, this servant also had conversation with Rebecca's family.
因为廿四章有67节嘅。
Because there are 67 verses in chapter 24.
我只系读咗16节嘅啫。
We only read 16 verses.
但是呢跟住佢用好多嘅篇幅嚟讲到佢同你呢佢个家人呢部人佢同利伯家嘅家人之间嘅对话。
And, many, verses which used for the conversation between the servant and Rebecca's family.
喺度可以见到佢好有说服力嘅去讲返去 retelling, 神点样去祝福阿伯拉罕。
He was, great at retelling what happened to His master, Abraham.
同埋神点样带领佢嚟到佢哋嘅屋企。
How God has brought him into their home.
当佢好有说服力去祖先神嘅恩祝福嘅时候。
That when he was, how he can see God's blessing unfolding.
以至到佢嘅哥哥拉班同埋佢父亲都不得不回答佢咁样回答佢咁样讲。
Until his, her brother Laban and the father responded to the servant.
我哋 PowerPoint 第五十节同第52节咁样讲。
Verses 50 and 52 tells us.
佢听完个仆人讲之后，佢个屋企人都喺度话，佢哋都咁回答话：，呢件事真系出于耶和华噶，我哋不能向你绝好绝歹。
Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing has come from the Lord. We cannot speak to you bad or good.
第51节话看啊，利伯家就喺你面前，你可以将他带去，照着耶和华所说嘅，给你哋主人嘅儿子为妻。
And 51, Behold, Rebecca is before you. Take her and go. And let her be the wife of your master's son, as the Lord has spoken.
第52节佢阿伯拉罕仆人听见佢咁样讲，佢就向耶和华低俯伏在地去敬拜神。
And 52, when Abraham's servant heard their words, he bowed himself to the earth before the Lord.
就算系当呢个狡猾嘅拉班。佢想延迟利伯家离开。
Even though, Laban was very sly as Rebecca was about to leave.
这个仆人都好有个智慧嘅去拒绝佢。
The servant was full of wisdom in dealing with Laban.
呢个比较知道当我哋去忠心去讲述神个说话嘅时候。
We know that when we, speak God's word in truth, Truthfully,
而唔系话以我哋用我哋自己嘅聪明嘅时候
，and not to use our own wisdom，
圣灵嘅工作会光照人嘅心
，the work of the Spirit will shine into man's heart，
使到人睇到嘅唔系我哋自己嘅功劳， 功劳。
So that others may see it is not the work of man.
去使人睇到嘅呢个系出完全系神嘅大能同埋恩典。
That they are able to see it is God's providence and God's grace.
但因要改变人嘅心去顺服神。
Able to change man's heart to be obedient to God.
睇嚟唔可能嘅任务神必定会完成。
An impossible task God will complete.
就喺利百加佢被问及佢是否愿意即刻去跟呢个仆人离开嘅时候。
And Rebecca immediately willingly, would follow the servant home.
问佢想唔想佢即刻走嘅时候。
Oh, when she was asked, did you want to leave immediately?
利百加话我愿意我去。
Rebecca responded, yes, I will go.
对利百加来讲这个也是一个不可能的任务。
To Rebecca, this also was an impossible task.
他也好像亚伯拉罕当初回应神的呼召一样。
It is, just like when Abraham answered God's calling.
要呼召他离开他父家去本族 去到一个陌生的地方。
It was like Abraham answering God's call to leave his homeland and to go to a foreign place.
这个也是一个对神的信心和信服。
This is a trustworthy and confidence in God's word.
当我离开的时候利百加也是不知道他要去哪里。
And as Rebecca left, she didn't know where she was going.
他都会将来会发生什么的事情
？And what's going to happen in the future？
他会嫁给一个怎样的男人
？Who what kind of man will she marry？
但当佢喺佢听到神怎样去祝福呢一家人的时候
，But when she heard how God has blessed this Abraham's family，
从神大能的手怎样引导呢一切的事情发生
，And how through God's great hand things happen。
佢亦都选择用信心踏出呢一步去跟随主。
She chose to use faith to follow what God has planned.
你记得佢所领受嘅祝福，亦都就好似神俾亚伯拉罕嘅一样。
And the blessing that she received is just like the blessing that Abraham received from God.
第六十节，佢后裔众多，亦都话到咧，佢能够啲后裔能够得着呢个仇敌嘅门。
And verse 60。And may your offspring possess the gate of those who hate him.
之后我们见到他们回到去迦南地的南地。
We see that they arrived in the land south of Canaan.
这仆人就将利百加交给以撒为妻。
And the servant took Rebecca and gave her to Isaac.
这个时候创世记亦都开始将个重点由亚伯拉罕转移到个以撒。
And we see how the focus now turns from Abraham to his son Isaac.
我哋再谂翻呢个唔可能嘅任务嘅信心喺边度嚟嘅咧
？And we are to think where is this faith that comes to do such an impossible task come from？
我见到亚伯拉罕嗰个信心好深深嘅影响咗佢个仆人。
We see that the faith of Abraham definitely caused his servant to experience.
亦都好深深嘅影响咗利百加。
And also deeply affected Rebecca.
亦都深深影响咗后世千千万万嘅信徒，当佢哋再读翻佢个一生嘅故事嘅时候。
And also deeply affected all the believers as they reread this story.
但是对很多现代的人来讲
But for present day people,
他们因为我们做事我现代的人做事的时候要快脆同埋将有效的将这次事情做好去。
But for modern day people, we try to
很快脆的还有有效的
We want to do something as quickly and effectively as possible.
有没有神都没什么所谓了
Whether there's God or not, it doesn't matter.
只要你跟住你自己嘅心啊，你谂到你个心，你个心点样带领，你就跟住佢做啦。
As long as you follow your heart and do whatever your heart tells you.
啊，呢个或者现代人咧，都好多跟己缘嘅人咁样讲 New Age。
And New Age people would say.
啊，即系话佢哋话即系。所有的东西都有个 神性的 divine nature.
That all things have this divine nature.
所有的东西人啊花啊土啊石头啊都有它的都是所谓是神。
All these things, yeah, man, earth, flowers, grass have, belong to God.
他们都是所谓是神。都是所谓是神。
That all things are God.
所以我们不需要向一个神去负责任。
We should not be responsible to one God.
我们都不需要向这个向这一位的神去顺服。
And especially to this one God to be obedient.
我们个个都是神，怎么要听这一个人讲这个神讲嘢呢？
So if all things are God, why should we listen to one and only one?
但他们同时现代的人也都没有一位神他们可以去信赖。
But there's not one God that they can depend on.
也都没有一位神他们可以去向他祈求。
Or one God that they can request or ask.
现在的人他想着说所有的事情发生都是偶然的或者是机遇 by chance.
Nowadays, people say things happen accidentally or by chance.
是碰巧的，好彩的啫。
It is purely luck that it happened.
你看这个故事，真是这么巧，好彩，这个仆人撞正的啫。
Look at this story. Yeah, it was purely by chance that this servant was there.
他认为这一切都是人，靠一切人的努力。
They believe that it is all due to the work of man.
他们就说人可以掌管他自己的命运。
That man can control his future.
这些东西我们整天每天都在个大众传播里面都在那里可以听到。
And these are the things that we hear every day being broadcasted and poured into our brains.
这些错误的思想每天都在我们的电视我们的电脑里面去讲给我们。
And these wrong types of thinking each day is told to us by television, internet, on our computers.
但是一个这样的无神，还有这么注重自我这个现代的文化的里面。
But in a society where there's no God and you just believe in yourself,
他们忽视或者不理会神在这个历史上，在这个世界上所做的事情。
They don't care about what God has done in this world or throughout history.
他们不会说跟他们的上一代或者有权威的或者传统的里面去学习这个信心的功课。
And they will definitely not learn their faith from previous generations.
所以当有意外或者悲剧发生的时候
So when an accident happens or something sad,
就算在我们教会长大的年轻人
even within church for the young people growing up,
很多都未能够准备好去做一个人很多这个人生的决定
they have not prepared to answer the questions of life.
因为他们没有这样的有人要将这个智慧教导给他们
Because no one has given this wisdom to them.
他们都不愿意去听这些前人留下来的智慧。
And of course, they do not want to hear what the last generation can give them.
更加不愿意去听神在圣经里讲过什么的说话。
Not willing to listen to God's word that's in the Bible.
人当这些悲剧发生的时候，神要在那里赖神你不公平。
So when something sad happens, they say, God,You are not fair.
他怪责别人，他对他不好。
That others are picking on them.
或者话呢个社会唔公平。
Or this society is unfair.
你见到呢一代嘅社会嘅人系佢心里头有好多个怨言。
We see that there is much complain among this generation.
是很多个孤单和沮丧,
that they are depressed and lonely.
没错,
yes, when a person doesn't know their own true value through God,
如果一个人不能够知道在困难的里面会有神的引导,
that when you do not know that when they're in difficulties that they can be led by God,
如果他不知道在错失的里面,但在耶稣基督里面有恩典和饶恕的时候,
that when they are lost, they don't know that through Jesus Christ that they are forgiven.
这个人生实在是很混乱啊,
then definitely this life is full of confusion and pain, that there is no meaning and no hope.
就在亚伯拉罕面对这个不可能的任务的时候,
so as Abraham faced these impossible tasks,
他不是受书于这些机遇,
he did not believe that these things happened because of chance.
他不是受书于他自己的能力,
he did not believe that it was because of his own strength or doing.
他说信心是哪里来呢? 信心就是第三节讲的, 耶和华天地的主而来的,
his belief is as in verse 3. It is through the creator of heaven and earth.
这位独一的真神,
this is the one and only true God.
这位创造和掌管万物的神,
this is the creator and sovereign God.
他是实实在在的去带领和赐福去给人,
he is the one that guides and leads and blesses.
同时都有慈爱和信实去待人,
and that he uses his love and truth.
他洞察知道人的心,
he knows what's in our hearts.
听听人的祈祷,
he listens to our prayers.
他是那位人可以信靠和可以全心信服的神,
he is totally trustworthy, and we can be obedient.
希伯来书第十一章，他总结了，summarize了很多，包括亚伯拉罕在内的信心伟人。
And in Hebrews, it summarizes the faith and trust that Abraham had.
在希伯来书第十一章，他好多嗰啲，你见到好多个信心嘅伟人，虽然佢仲未得到佢所应许嘅。
And we see that many faithful servants, even though their promises have not been fulfilled,
他每日生活怎样呢?
But each day, how do they live?
他是在彷徨,在沮丧吗?
Are they confused and complaining?
但是他们说他们因着信去顺服神,
no, it is through faith that they are obedient.
他们在等候神,
they wait for God.
他们相信神已经为他们预备一个在天上更美的家乡.
They believe that God has promised them an even more beautiful home.
希伯来书第十一章第六节这样讲,
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says,
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦, 因为到神面前来的人必须信有神, 并且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him.
今日神都同样在这个社会，在这个世代里面工作。
As today, God does his work in today's society.
神亦都将他已经启示给我们知道的旨意记载在圣经的里面。
And what God has shown us, his revealed will in his word, the scripture.
圣灵不单止是住在我们的心里面,
yes, the Holy Spirit lives in us.
他也更加光照我们明白在圣经里面有给我们的真理。
And shines within us so that we can know the knowledge that is in God's word.
神要赐福俾万国个应许系藉着亚伯拉罕其中一个子孙耶稣基督而嚟。
And all the promises that God has given is fulfilled in one descendant from Abraham, Jesus.
跟住耶稣基督嘅生同埋死同埋佢嘅复活。
Jesus' life, death, and resurrection.
当我哋睇到耶稣基督嘅一生嘅时候，我哋知道神嘅恩典系几咁嘅伟大。
We see that in the life of Jesus, how great,
佢爱我哋一个咁唔可爱嘅人。
To us who are so unlovely.
甚至差佢儿子为我哋舍命死喺十字架上边。
And his son to die even on a cross.
为咗要我哋嘅罪得到赦免。
So that our sins can be forgiven.
以致到我哋可以再翻到去佢个家嘅里面。
So that we can once again return home.
冇一个恩典比呢个恩典更加嘅大。
There is no other grace that is greater than this grace.
喺耶稣个里面，我哋睇到神嘅应许系几咁嘅确实。
In Jesus Christ, we can see how great all these promises are fulfilled.How sure we are of all the promises.
这个恩典，他连果然他自己的最爱的仔都给了我们的时候，我们知道他更加将所有的事情都会给我们。
That through this grace, that even his most beloved begotten son was given to us, what else would he withhold from us?
你看到神的能力和神的智慧是超过我们人能够想象。
His power and wisdom far surpasses our thinking.
好叫我哋因此叫我哋嘅信心能够有根有基
，so that our belief, our faith can have foundation.
我哋嘅信心唔系话一啲人空泛嘅一啲祝愿。
Our belief is not just empty, or just a well wish.
而系天真万国。
Throughout the heavens and the earth.
系天真万国唔会失去，亦都唔会变动。
Will not change and it cannot be lost.
好似我头先啱，我哋会唱嗰首歌，只会引领一样。
Just as the hymn song we're about to sing.
因此我哋好确信我哋嘅生命全喺主嘅手里面。
That we are sure that our life is in God's hands.
我哋无论我哋遇到乜嘢嘅事情。
No matter what obstacles we may face in the future,
有几多唔可能嘅任务临到我哋
？Whether it is impossible task that lies before us,
但我知道当中一定有神嘅美意。
We know that there is God's beauty and blessing in it.
我哋一齐嚟唱呢首嘅诗歌，救济主引导，救济主引。
Let us now sing the next hymn song. All the way my Savior leads me.
请一同起立。
Let us all rise.
All the way my Savior leads me. 还弄路他前世所
shameful
spring of joy I saw. Dashing floods are up before me. Lord, the spring of joy I saw. The way my Savior leads me. Out of all the suffering soul, life it was to me its promise, in my fathers was above. When I say, wakeful wind mantle, wings this light to rocks and flow, this my song, the endless soldiers, Jesus, that we all obey. This my song, the endless soldiers, Jesus, that we all obey.
Okay, okay, go.
Let us pray.
因为多谢你让我们能够认识你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you make yourself be known to us.
你就是那位创造万物的神。
You are that creator of heaven and earth, God.
但是又是去怜悯我们的神。
But you are also that merciful God.
好叫我们的信心能够可以去依靠你。
So that our faith can begin to depend on you.
在每日生活度过的时候,
as we live our life day to day,
无论是我们的家庭,
whether it's in our family,
是我们的读书,
in our schools,
是我们的工作,
in our workplace,
求主你继续引领我们,
may you continue to guide us,
荣耀主你的名,
so that we may glorify your name. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.